This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An aid ship loaded with food has set sail for Gaza. It's a pilot program for the opening of a sea corridor to the territory where the Israel-Gaza war has driven hundreds of thousands of Palestinians to the brink of starvation. It's being transported by the Spanish aid group Open Arms. The ship left the Mediterranean island nation of Cyprus and is expected to arrive in Gaza in 2 to 3 days. Children in Gaza haven't been to school in 5 months, and Palestinian officials worry about the long-term effects of the war on Gaza's children. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Palestinian officials say one child in Gaza is killed every 15 minutes. More than 13,000 Palestinian children have been killed in Gaza since the war between Israel and Hamas began in October, according to Gaza's health ministry. At least 25,000 have been wounded. Most of the 1 million Palestinian children haven't been to school in Gaza, and there's little prospect that classes will resume anytime soon. Most of the schools have been transformed into crowded shelters for the roughly 2 million Palestinians who have been displaced by Israeli military strikes. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. President Joe Biden would not support an Israeli military operation in Rafah that does not protect civilians, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Tuesday.
And that path does not lie in smashing into Rafah, where there are 1.3 million people, in the absence of a credible plan to deal with the population.
But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Tuesday Israel would press forward with its military campaign into Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip, amid rising international pressure. This is